Hello, sir. How are you?
Are you collecting a fare at the moment?
PC Paul Fruggett's issuing a fine to a licensed taxi driver who stopped illegally on Marlborough Road in Banbury. Other offenders are being fined for parking on yellow lines and for parking in a disabled bay without a blue ticket. Sergeant Wendy Percival is leading the operation.
So, Wendy, we're just approaching a vehicle parked on Albert Street here on the corner. What's wrong with how this Peugeot 307's parked?
The vehicle's parked incredibly close to the junction onto George Street. So this really restricts the vision of any other road user who's either trying to pull into Albert Street or pull out. If a pedestrian was trying to cross at this junction here, their vision's also obscured.
We're just walking down Albert Street now, Wendy, and it's good news down here for you, really, isn't it? You're not having to issue any fines so far.
No, this is looking really good. The designated parking spaces are being used sensibly. Nobody's parked on the opposite side of the road, so we've got no obstructions, so that's looking really great. So we're going to now go on to Marlborough Road just to make sure that that is also good. We can see a vehicle in front of us, partly on the pavement and on double yellow lines.
So I think I spoke too soon. We've found another offender over there. So should we go and see what's happening over there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, pedestrians would really struggle to try and get down on that pavement now, especially if they had a pushchair, mobility scooter or something like that.
So we've come over to the vehicle and it turns out they're actually unloading. So is that all right, Wendy? Is that acceptable?
Yeah, people are allowed to load and unload, but they have to actually be doing that. They can't just park up and leave the vehicle there for 10, 20 minutes. There has to be visible activity that that's what they're actually doing. I mean, we can see in this vehicle that the gentleman that we've just spoken to, he's moving house and he is just doing that. So providing he comes down and finishes his unloading and moves the vehicle as quickly as he can, that'll be great. But I have warned him, obviously, that if it stays here idly and there is no unloading going on, then he will get a ticket.
Not all encounters between the police and people parking illegally are so straightforward, though. The taxi driver issued the £30 fine on Marlborough Road was not so cooperative.
You're in the back of my vehicle and I'll contempt note you. I'll go through a questions and answers interview with you and then report you for summons at the end if you refuse.
I'll give it here then. So. No, what I'm saying, I'm trying to do a job. You're earning a living here, you know, and
so
you're going to waste my time.
I'm not wasting your time.
The initiative comes as a result of complaints from the public. Sergeant Percival says there's no excuse for parking dangerously.
There's multi-storey car parks, there's council-managed car parks, and it's for a relatively small fee, especially when you consider that if you are found to be parking illegally, you're going to get a £30 fine, not to mention the danger that you're putting other road users and pedestrians in.
These people in Banbury are pleased the issue's being taken seriously by the police and say parking in the town centre can be a real problem.
Quite often there's sort of parked on double yellow lines and with their back of their car pointing outwards and not very good at all.
I have to say it is a nuisance, obviously for pedestrians, people with disabilities, wheelchairs, pushchairs, who can't actually see properly if they've got to sort of step out into the road and look behind the cars.
After the success of today's parking enforcement, police are hoping to repeat the exercise in the future. Meanwhile, those people issued tickets have 14 days to pay their fines.